For many years now, as I travel,
多年来在我旅行的经历里,
I find that religion is a stumbling block for spiritual progress.
我发现宗教呢是属灵生命成长的绊脚石。
We are not talking about the Gentiles.
我们在这里不是提到外邦人的宗教。
We are talking about the kingdom of God.
我们乃是谈神的国度。
If we allow religion to replace the truth of God, we will never progress.
如果我们容许宗教取代神的真理，那么我们就没有办法进步。
And I always discover that religion makes one very miserable in life.
我也发现宗教的灵呢，使一个人呢，过着悲惨的生命。
这个不行啊，这个不要啊，千万不要啊，慢慢来啊。And they become very, life have no more meaning.
所以呢，在这样的辖制之下，生命没有意义。
Another thing about religion is, religion will always refuse revelation.
关于宗教的是另外一个事实是，宗教总是拒绝启示。
Religion will always stick to the old way.
宗教总是会执着于传统跟旧的方式。
When God begins to show us the new way, religion will be the first one to block the revelation of God.
当神开始将新的方式显明于我们的时候，宗教总是第一个去拦阻神的作为的。
Religion makes one person having a square mind.
宗教使一个人呢，就是死死板板的，没有办法调整的。
Thank you. And it is a square mind, which means they cannot accept anything except things that are square in shape.
所以呢，也就是说，他的脑袋很死板哦，所以除非是符合这个框架里面的东西，他其他的都不能接受。
And tonight, I hope you don't have a square mind.
所以今天，我希望各位来到这里，不是带着一个死板的脑袋来的。
You come here with a heart to learn.
各位来到这里是带着一颗渴慕学习的心而来的。
And if you come with such a teachable attitude,
如果你是带着这样受教的态度前来，
I guarantee you will learn much from the Lord.
我向你保证，你就会从主那边学到很多。
Okay, so if there are no square-minded people here tonight,
因此我们说，今天晚上在我们当中没有死板的人。
Then we'll begin with the first thing is that.Prosperity is not evil at all.
好，所以首先我们要说，昌盛一点都不邪恶，
you see,
富裕不邪恶的。
If we don't believe wholeheartedly that prosperity is good, we will never embrace the truth.
如果我们没有办法全心相信说富裕是件好事，那么我们就没有办法拥抱神的真理。
You must, before we learn any other thing, if tonight you cannot get over this fact that prosperity is good, you will never progress.
今天晚上你若没有办法接受说富裕是件好事，那么你就没有办法学习其他的东西，没有办法进步。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because Proverbs chapter 10 verse 22 we read is that the blessing of the Lord it maketh rich.
因为箴言十章二十二节告诉我们说，主的祝福使人大有财富。
This blessing doesn't come from anywhere but it comes from the Lord.
这个祝福不是从其他方向来的，乃是从主而来的。
And when the Lord give his blessing to his people,
所以当主将他的祝福给他的百姓的时候，
it makes us rich.
他就使我们富足。
Prosperity is from heaven.
所以富裕昌盛是从天而来的。
And why prosperity is not evil?
为什么富裕不是邪恶的事呢？
Because that verse say,The blessing of the Lord maketh rich, and it add no sorrow to it.
因为那一个经文告诉我们说，主的祝福使人富足，且不带着忧虑。
When you embrace prosperity, it doesn't bring a curse into your life.
因此，当你拥抱富裕的时候，它不会带来咒诅。
It doesn't bring sorrow and grief.
它也不会带来忧伤。
It brings joy and peace to your life.
它乃会为你的生命带来喜乐跟平安。
Because everything that comes from the Lord is always good.
因为凡事从神而来的总是美好的。
So you must accept this first principle of life, that is, prosperity is good for our life.
因此你要接受生命中的这第一个法则，也就是说富裕对我们的生命是件美事。
And once you accept that principle,
一旦你接受了这一个原则，
Proverbs chapter 10 verse 22 starts working for you.
那么箴言十章二十二节就开始在你的生命当中产生效力。
He said, the blessings of the Lord maketh rich.
他说主的祝福使你富裕。
God is the one that gives you the blessing.
是神将祝福赐给你的。
The word maketh in the Hebrew means to give.
那这一个希伯来字哦，就是说给的意思。
Notice the phrase, the blessing of the Lord.
注意这个话是这么说的，主的祝福。
Which means this blessing comes from heaven.
这意思就是说这祝福是从天上来的。
And the word maketh means to bring.
那使我们的意思呢就是带来。
Which means heaven brings or heaven gives prosperity to us.
也就是说天就为我们带来，或者是天就将富裕给予我们。
Now what is the blessing of the Lord?
那么我们要问主的祝福到底是什么？
Anything that comes from heaven is a blessing.
任何从天上来的都是一个祝福。
But once we understand prosperity,
但是我们一旦了解昌盛富裕，
You understand by the scripture, the blessing of the Lord maketh.
你了解圣经的经文说主的祝福使我们
the blessings reproduce riches in our life.
也就是说这个祝福会在我们的生命当中生产出富裕。
In other words, when you want prosperity, it grows out of the blessing of the Lord.
换句话说你生命当中的昌盛富裕是从主在你生命里头的祝福成长出来的。
So whenYou are in Christ tonight.
因此今天晚上你若在基督里，
You are blessed.
你就是一个蒙福的人。
If you are in Adam tonight.
今天晚上你若是在亚当里面，
You are cursed.
你就是一个蒙受咒诅的人。
The fallen world is under a curse.
因为这堕落的世界都在咒诅底下。
We are in Christ tonight.
然而今天晚上我们是在基督里。
So we are a blessed seed of Abraham.
因此我们就成为亚伯拉罕蒙福的后裔。
Because we are in the realm of Christ.
因为我们居住在基督的层面里。
And the realm of Christ is the realm of blessedness.
而基督的层面就是祝福的层面。
It is in this realm that produces the prosperity.
也是在这个层面里面能够带出昌盛跟富裕。
Which means tonight, if you are in Christ, you are blessed.
换句话说，今天晚上如果各位在基督耶稣里，你就是一位蒙福的人。
And if you areBlessed tonight, the blessing of the Lord is going to produce riches for you.
而今天晚上，你若是一位蒙福的人，那么主的祝福就要为你的生命生出昌盛与祝福，昌盛与富裕。
That's why we must know we are blessed tonight.
因此，我们必须要知道，今天晚上我们是有蒙福的身份的。
That the blessing of the Lord is upon our life.
主的祝福是在我们的生命中的。
And then we have the power to produce riches.
那么我们就有能力能够生出富裕来。
This is very important.
这个是相当重要的。
You have the ability to produce prosperity.
所以你有生产富裕的能力。
When you go out to the world,
当你进入到世界中的时候，
The blessing of the Lord is on you.
主的祝福就在你的身上。
And it will produce success and prosperity in whatever you do.
不管你做什么，就会生出成功与富裕。
Amen.
Amen.
Number two.
第二。
You must agree on this fact, or you will never progress any further.
你必须要同意这个事实，否则你就没有办法有所进步。
And the fact is,
什么事实呢？
Money is not evil.
钱不是邪恶的。
Money is a neutral paper currency.
钱呢，是一个中性的，中性的这个资金。
If you think for even for a split second that money is evil, money will never come to you.
即使你的脑袋里面只有刹那间有这么个想法说，哎呀，钱是不好的，是邪恶的，那么告诉你，钱就不会来到你身上。
And you know what I discover?
你知道我发现什么事吗？
I discover that ordinary believer can receive teachings very easy.
我发现一般的信徒呢，很容易接受教导。
But the moment you step into leadership,
但是你一旦踏入领导阶层，
The moment you are in a committee,
你一旦加入一个委员会，
The moment you are a leader in the body of Christ,
你一旦成为基督身体里面的领袖，
There will be a mental block.
你呢，就会有产生一个自信上面的一个障碍，智障。
This is a fact of life.
这是生命中的事实。
Money is not evil.
钱不是邪恶的。
If you think money is too much money, it's bad for your health,
如果你认为拥有太多的钱不利于你的健康，有害健康，
属灵的健康Then I would love to ask you to contribute your love offering into the offering bag.
那么呢，今天你就尽量把你的奉献放到奉献袋里面去。
Money is never evil.
所以钱不是邪恶的。
But the church preached that money is evil.
但是在教会里面，我们却常常传讲钱是邪恶的这样的观念。
The church will start teaching on prosperity, then they say, "Oh, be careful of prosperity. It's evil. It can destroy your spiritual health."
在教会里面，当有人开始传讲关于昌盛，就有人提出警告说，小心啊，小心啊，这个不好啊，这个昌盛啊，富裕啊，会毁了你属灵的健康哦。
First Timothy 6:10 say,
提摩太前书六章十节说，
Money is the root of all evil. Quote, Money is the root of all evil.
钱是万恶的根源。
Amen? Amen?
是吗？
今天晚上你没有睡觉。Yeah, money is not the root of all evil.
钱不是万恶的根源。
It is the love of money. That is the root of every evil.
那经文是说，贪爱钱财才是万恶的根源。
So when you look at the money tonight,
因此今天晚上当你看着钱这个主题的时候，
Don't be afraid of money.
不要害怕钱。
多多益善。The more, the better.
越多越好。
Amen.
Amen.
This is very important.
这是相当重要的。
为什么常常讲钱啊、they thought that money is evil.
他们认为钱是邪恶的，是不好的。
So we say, don't talk about money. Let's talk about righteousness. Let's talk about prayer.
所以才会有这种心态跟反应说，哎呀，不要讲钱了，不要讲钱了，我们来讲公义，我们来讲祷告吧。
But we are in this conference.
但是在我们这一场特会里面，
We have to talk about money.
我们必须要谈钱。
You know why?
你知道为什么吗？
You go down to 7-Eleven.
你到 7-Eleven 去。
And you say, I'm very hungry.
你说，哎呦，我好饿。
I'm a child of God.
我是神的孩子。
Please give me a loaf of bread.
请你给我一条面包。
I don't have money to give you.
但是我没钱给你。
He tells you, go and fly kite.
那个人就会叫你赶快滚蛋。
Because no money, no goods.
因为没有钱就不能买东西。
You say, money is not important.
所以你说，哎呀，钱不重要，钱不重要。
Money is not important. How come husband and wife always quarrel?
如果钱不重要，为什么夫妻老是为钱在吵架呢？
If money is not important, how come you work overtime?
如果钱不重要，为什么你老爱加班呢？
If money is not important, why do you are looking for always a better job with a better pay?
如果钱不重要，为什么你老是要找一份薪水更高的职业呢？
If money is not important, how come you want your child to have the best education to become lawyers and doctors because they earn more money?
如果钱不重要，为什么你要你的孩子接受最好的教育，将来能够成为医生跟律师，好赚更多钱呢？
You see, many of us are like hypocrites.
所以你明白吗？我们当中很多人就像法利赛伪善的人一样。
Because why? On one hand, we say, oh, we don't want money.
为什么？因为我们一手说，哎呀，钱不好，不要抢钱，不要钱。
But we tell our children, you better study harder, you better have A's in your subject, because you 你要望望子成龙啊，你要做医生啊。
但是呢，一方面我们又跟我们孩子说，你要用功读书啊，你的成绩最好都要考第一名啊，因为你将来要成为医生啊。
And so we have people always encounter countless times. People always argue with me.
因此呢，无数次我已经遇到过无数次，人们跟我争论。
听个麦听了 ，too many，
太多次了。
And you know what always they argue me, Pastor. Let me quote to you, 1 Timothy 6:10. That's what they always quote.
他们呢常常说，牧师，我读一个经文给你听，提摩太前书6:10。
So I say, oh, that's what you quote.
好，我说，哦，你是引用这一节。
Then I spoke something that shocked them.
然后呢，我就讲了一些话，叫他们大吃一惊的。
You see, I've told God I want to live a life of revelation.
因为我跟神这样说，神啊，我要过有启示的生命。
I want the scriptures to speak to me.
我要你的话语，你的经文向我说话。
Just now, I was in the restaurant, I was in the toilet, and God spoke to me about the future.
刚刚呢，我们在餐厅里，我上洗手间的时候，神就跟我谈将来的事。
He told me aboutsome things about the business world. I said, oh, I never knew.
他呢跟我讲一些关于这个生意界的事情哦。我听了以后我说，哇哦，这件事我不知道耶。
Are you ready for a shock?
啊，你准备好要大感惊讶一下吗？
God's will is for you to enjoy life.
神的旨意是要你好好的享受人生。
牧师没听过这样的话语。主要我们享受人生。
Amen。
但是我们偏偏不敢。One day,
有一天
there was a pastor,
有一个牧师
worked very hard,
他呢很辛苦的在服侍。
I said, Pastor,
我就说牧师啊
go for holiday,
你去度假吧。
No, I don't go holiday. I work. I don't go for holiday.
不行，我工作，我侍奉，我没有假期。
I say, if you never learn to enjoy life, you do not know the true meaning of life.
我就跟他说，你如果从来没有学会怎么样享受人生，你就不知道人生的真意义。
A lot of people quote to me verse 10.
很多人呢引用第十节。
But tonight, I refute them and I quote verse 17.
但是今天呢我要反驳他们，然后我要引用17节。
Let us all turn to verse 17.
所以让我们一起看提摩太前书6:17。
Charge them that are rich in this world that they be not high-minded nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God who give us richly all things to enjoy.
十七节，你要嘱咐那些今世富足的人，不要自高，也不要倚靠无定的钱财，只要倚靠那后赐百物给我们享受的神。
When I saw the scripture,
当我读到这个经节的时候
，I couldn't believe it.
我无法相信
that God wants me to enjoy life.
哦，原来神要我享受人生。
He said, trust in the living God who gives us all things.
好，他说， 你要信靠那永生的神，他将万物赐给我们。
God give us all things richly to enjoy.
神将万物富足的赐给我们，好叫我们得以享受。
Can you imagine God wants us to enjoy life?
你可以想象吗？神要我们享受人生。
The religious mind cannot understand this truth.
但是宗教的脑袋没有办法明白这个真理。
We have yet to learn to live life one day at a time.
我们还没有学会一天的日子一天当这个真理。
Enjoy every moment of life.
所以你要享受生命中的每一个时刻。
A lot of people,
很多人
they hear the truth.
他们听见了真理。
They say amen in their heart.
心里也回应说
amen. They believe it.
他们相信。
But they never dare to proclaim it.
但是呢，他们不敢宣告出来。
You know why?
你知道为什么吗？
Because they are leaders.
因为他们都是领袖们。
If they say it out, what will other sheep think about them?
哦，如果他们说出来了，他其他的羊群对他们会有何感想呢？
You know what stopped men from believing in this truth?
你知道是什么拦阻人相信这个真理吗？
I tell you what it is.
我告诉你是什么？
It is the fear of men.
是害怕人的灵。
Proverbs 29 verse 25. The fear of man is a snare to your soul.
箴言29章25节，对人的惧怕是你灵魂的网罗。
If you believe in this truth,
如果你相信这个真理，
Don't be afraid of what people will criticize you.
那么不要害怕别人的批评。
The fear of man always stop you from receiving fresh manna from heaven.
对人的害怕总是拦阻你领受从天上新鲜的玛纳。
Yesterday evening we talked about Luke 15.
昨天晚上我们谈到路加福音十五章。
Let's take a look at Luke 15.
我们再次来看。
Luke 15.
路加十五章。
Verse 16 and 17.
十六、十七节。
And he was hungry and has filled his belly with the husks that the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him. And when he came to himself, he said,How many hired servants of my father's have bread enough to spare, and I perish here with hunger?
他恨不得拿猪所吃的豆荚充饥，也没有人给他。他醒悟过来，就说：我父亲有多少的雇工，口粮有余，我倒在这里饿死吗？
Are you ready for a revelation tonight?
预备好要得着启示了吗？
Many of us are still is eating husks.
我们很多人还在吃猪吃的豆荚。
啊，很硬啊，牙齿都痛啊。啊，人生真苦啊。啊。You are eating the husks.
你在吃这个豆荚。
Where there is bread in the father's house.
然而在父的家里面却有面包。
You have a choice tonight.
今天晚上你有一个选择。
If you live in poverty, you will eat husks.
如果你住在贫穷中，那么你就只能吃豆荚。
But if you live in poverty, you 吃豆芽。
豆荚。
我就故意说豆芽。
哦。
But if you live in prosperity, you will eat fresh bread.
但是如果你住在富裕跟昌盛中，你就会吃新鲜的面包。
What do you want? Husks or bread?
你要吃豆荚还是要面包？
If you want the bread, you need to know prosperity.
如果你要吃面包，你就要懂得昌盛富裕的真理。
Are you ready for revelation?
预备好得着启示了吗？
This will shock you.
这个会让你惊讶的。
What you have right now in your hands.
现在你手中所拥有的。
What you possess right now today.
今天你所拥有的。
It's not what the Father wants to give you.
并不是神要给你的。
He say, there is bread in my father's house and more than enough to spare.
他说，我父的家有口粮，啊，是多过要吃的人的，多余的。
Our God is a God of more than enough.
所以我要说，我的神是多而又多的，有余的神。
My father's bread can feed all the servants and still more to spare.
我父的口粮能够喂饱所有的雇工，然后还有更多可以给。
God intends to give you bread upon bread. He has so much more to give you, but we have only a pair of hands to receive.
神要给你的面包是很多很多，而且还要有更多要给你，而我们只有两只手可以领受。
I'm telling you what you have tonight in your bank account. What you have tonight, you have a business, is still too small.
所以我要告诉各位，今天你们银行的账户里面所拥有的，以及你的事业，依然还是太小。
My father's house has more than enough provision.
因为我父的家里有足够而且有余的供应。
Hallelujah.
Amen.
More than enough means in my father's house there is no lack.
多而有余意思就是在我父的家里面一无缺乏。
If you are suffering in financial lack, something is wrong tonight.
所以如果你的生命中有财务上面的缺乏，那么就是有些地方还不对劲了。
This prodigal son had a revelation of how great his father is.
这个浪子抓住了一个启示，明白他的父亲有多么的伟大。
He said, why should I be eating husks when I should be eating bread?
所以他说，我理当要吃面包的，为什么我在这里吃豆荚呢？
为什么我赚这么豆芽般的薪水，为什么我不去赚更多的钱呢？ He realized it.
所以他明白过来了。
He should not be living eating husks.
他不应该过这种吃豆荚的日子。
He wants a change of lifestyle.
他渴慕要改变他的生活方式。
He decided he will not eat husks anymore.
他决定他不再吃豆荚了。
Tonight, when you decide, I'm sick and tired of being poor for the rest of my life, and when you start to decide not to walk in poverty,You are on your way to the Father's house.
Amen. 所以今天晚上，如果你下定决心说，我不再过贫穷的日子了，我有生之日不再活在贫穷里面了，那么你就往你富家的路上走了。
Hallelujah.
Amen.
In God's kingdom, no one should be eating husks.
在神的国度里面，没有一个人当吃豆荚的。
Inferior quality of life.
也就是生命中那次等的极次的生活。
You know who eat husks?
你知道谁吃豆荚吗？
The failures in life.
生命中的失败者。
This son was a failure.
所以这个儿子本是一个失败者。
He lost everything.
他失去了一切。
This person was a bankrupt.
他呢破产了。
He had a business failure.
他的事业失败了。
He has moral failure.
他在道德上面也失败了。
That's why he eat husks.
所以呢，他就吃豆荚。
But he say, God can still help me.
但是他心里说，神依然可以帮助我。
And when he went back to the father's house,
所以当他回到父的家里的时候，
he no longer eat husks but bread.
他就不再吃豆荚了，乃是吃面包。
Tonight we must get the bread.From the Father's house.
所以今天晚上我们要从父的家里面得着面包。
How do you get provision from the Father?
你怎么样从父那里得着供应呢？
Look at verse 31.
我们来看31节。
And he said unto him, the religious son, Son, thou art ever with me, and all that I have is thine.
父亲对他说，就是这个宗教的儿子说，儿啊，你常和我同在，我一切所有的都是你的。
All that is mine is yours.
我一切所有的都是你的。
How do you receive from God?
你怎么样从神领受呢？
The Father say, I am with you.
父亲说，我常与你同在。
The secret to prosperity is you must be in the presence of God.
得到昌盛富裕的秘诀就是要时常与神同在。
If God's presence is on your life, you will have God's provision.
如果神的同在在你的生命中，你就能够得着神的供应。
How do you know?
你怎么知道呢？
You remember Psalms 23?
你记得诗篇二十三篇吗？
He said, Thou prepare a table for me in the presence of my enemies.
这话说，你在我敌人的面前为我摆设宴席。
Thou anoint my head with oil and my cup runneth over.
你用油膏了我的头，使我的福杯满溢。
What comes first, the oil or the cup?
哪一个先来？油先来呢，还是杯先来？
It's the oil.
是油。
The anointing of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵的恩膏。
The presence of God.
神的同在。
When the presence of God comes, your cup will overflow.
Amen. 当神的同在临到时，你的福杯就满溢了。
The more the oil flows in your life.
有更多的油流进你的生命中。
The more your cup will overflow.
你的福杯就越发的满溢。
Amen.So you need to have the presence of God.
因此你必须要有神的同在。
Do you know what is Jesus' mission?
你知道耶稣的使命是什么吗？
He said it in John 10:10.
在约翰福音十章十节他这样宣告。
He said, I have come that you may have life.
我来好叫你得生命。
Everybody received life.
每一个人都得着了生命。
But the second part of that blessing, very few obtain it.
但是那一个祝福的第二个部分却是很少人得着。
He said, I have come that you may have life.
他说我来了好叫你得生命。
So everybody received the life of God.
因此每个人都得着了神的生命。
But the second part of the blessing, we are still struggling.
但是呢在这一个祝福的第二个部分我们还有所挣扎。
Then I have come that you may have life and that you may have it more.Abundantly.
我来好叫你们得生命且得的更丰盛。
The abundant life.
所以丰盛的生命
is what is missing today.
是今天我们缺乏的。
We don't have blessings in abundance.
我们缺乏这种丰盛中的祝福。
We are still struggling in our finance.
所以在财务上面还有所挣扎。
We have very few billionaires in the kingdom.
在神的国度里面我们很少亿万富翁。
I believe it is God's will to have many millionaires, multi-millionaires, and billionaires for Jesus' sake.
我相信神的旨意要为了耶稣的缘故呢我们会拥有很多百万富翁数百万富翁亿万富翁。
There's abundant life.
所以丰盛的生命。
In the Greek,
在希腊文里面
It means more than enough.
这个就是多而有余。
We have surplus.
我们有更多的，有超过的。
We have plenty.
我们有丰盛的。
But we are not living that kind of a life.
可是我们还没有活出这样的生命光景呢。
One of my partner told me recently.
我有一个伙伴最近告诉我。
He said, Pastor.
他说牧师啊。
This year I have so much money, I lost count of my money.
今年呢，我的钱收入太多了，我已经数不清了。
So he said, I have so much money, I don't know what to do with money.
所以他说呢，我钱多到我不知道该怎么办的地步。
He gave to the church, he gave to mission.
所以呢，他把钱呢就奉献给教会支持宣教。
And still he have lots of money.
但是呢，还有剩下很多很多。
So he asked me.
所以他就问我。
Do you think I should buy a watch? I buy.
我该买只表吗？我说买啊。
The watch costs $40,000.
哦，那只表就要四万块。
Pastor, do you think I should buy a sports car? I said buy a sports car.
他又问我说，哎，该买跑车吗？我说买啊。
Because he had lots of money.
因为呢，他钱实在多到不行了。
That is abundance.
这个就是丰盛。
多多有余。
多多有余。
But we have yet to taste this kind of a blessing in abundance.
然而我们很少尝到这种丰盛的滋味啊。
You say, is that the kind of life that God wants us to have?
你说神真要我们拥有这样的生命吗？
Tonight,
今天晚上，
would you turn your Bible to Deuteronomy chapter 28?
如果你翻开你的圣经到生命记28章。
Deuteronomy chapter 28.
生命记28章。
Verse 2 say, all the blessings will come upon you.
第二节说，这以下的福必追随你。
Blessed shall thou be in the city of Kaohsiung, and blessed shall thou be in the field of Tainan-xian.
你在高雄市必蒙福，在台南县也必蒙福。
God say,Where you are, you will be blessed.
神说，无论你身在何处，你就必蒙福。
Verse 4.
第四节。
Blessed shall be the fruit of thy body, you have good health, and the fruit of thy ground, you have good investment rewards, and the fruit of thy cattle, you have good business profit, the increase of thy kin, you have net gross profit,And the flocks of thy sheep, you're talking about the stocks of your company increase.
你身所生的，也就是说你拥有好的健康，你地所产的，也就是你的投资有好的回馈，你牲畜所下的，以及牛犊羊羔，你所投资的股票呢，都是不断的增长的。
你的生意是非常的旺的。
Amen.
Cattle talks about business.
所以这里牛犊呢，讲到的是生意。
Look at verse 5.
看第五节。
Blessed shall be your refrigerator, and blessed shall be your microwave oven.
你的冰箱、你的微波炉都必蒙福。
Verse 6.
第六节。
Blessed shall thou be when thou comes in after work, and blessed shall thou be when thou goes out in the morning.
你下班回家后必蒙福，你早上出门上班也必蒙福。
If you keep reading Deuteronomy chapter 28 from verse 1 to verse 14,
如果你不断地读《生命记》28章1到14节，
you will understand the only kind of life that God endorses and approves is a life of blessing.
你就会明白神唯一背书而且同意你过的生活方式就是一个蒙福的生活方式。
Business failure is never the will of God.
所以你的事业失败不是上帝的旨意。
Because he said, everywhere you go, everything you do will be blessed.
Amen. 因为他说，不论你到哪里去，不论你做什么事，都必蒙福。
But in order to stay blessed, you must understand timing.
但是为了要保持在这种蒙福的状态当中，你必须要懂得分辨时机。
If you do not know what's going to happen in the next 10 years, you are in a disadvantaged position.
如果你不知道未来十年会发生什么事，那么你就处于不利的状况了。
Even for the next 5 years, I told somebody, this is the best stock in the stock market.
我已经告诉过别人说，以后的五年呢，这一只股票会是最吃香的股票。
In the next 10 years, this will be the golden stock.
那以后的十年呢，这一只是黄金股票。
You got to know the future.
所以你必须要洞察未来，洞察先机。
We must never live a life of ignorance.
所以不要活在无知当中。
If you read, you are blessed, you are blessed, you are blessed.
如果你读到说你是蒙福的蒙福的蒙福的
Don't you think that God wants us to be blessed?
难道你不同意不认为神真的要你的生命蒙福吗？
God wants you to live a life of blessing.
神要你过一个蒙福的生命。
A life of blessing is simply a life of success.
一个蒙福的生命，简单来说，就是一个成功的生命。
A life of blessing is simply a life of prosperity.
一个蒙福的生命，简单来说，就是昌盛富裕的生命。
If you read Deuteronomy 28, you will come to this conclusion.
如果你读《生命记》28章，你就会得到这样的结论。
So there's no argument.
因此没有什么好争论的。
Prosperity is the will of our Heavenly Father.
昌盛富裕绝对是我们天父的旨意。
With this understanding,
若你有这样的明白
,Tonight,
今天晚上
we will turn to our text.
好，我们就要来看看我们的这个经文。
Oh, tonight we are going to open up the Bible.
好，今天终于要来查经了。
Psalms 81,
诗篇81篇
from verse 10 to verse 16,
从十节到十六节
I am the Lord thy God which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. But my people will not hearken unto me, and Israel would have none of me. So I gave them up to their own heart lusts, and they walked in their own counsel.Oh, that my people have hearkened unto me, and Israel have walked in my ways. I should have subdued their enemies, and turned my hands against their adversaries. The haters of the Lord should have submitted themselves unto him, but their time should have endured forever. He should have fed them also with the finest of the wheat, and with honey of the rock should I have satisfied thee.
第十节到十六节，我是耶和华你的神。曾把你从埃及地领上来，你要大大张口，我就给你充满。无奈我的民不听我的声音，以色列全不理我，我便任凭他们心里刚硬，随自己的计谋而行。甚愿我的民肯听从我，以色列肯行我的道，我便速速制服他们的仇敌，反手攻击他们的敌人。恨耶和华的人必来投降，但他的百姓必永久长存。他也必拿上好的麦子给他们吃，又拿从磐石出的蜂蜜叫他们饱足。
Tomorrow night,
明天晚上
If any of your friends are struggling financially,
如果你有朋友在财务上面有困难的
Let them come and hear the sermon tomorrow night.
邀请他们来听明天晚上的讲道。
I will tell you the reasons why they fail in life.
我会告诉他们，告诉你们，为什么在生命中他们会失败。
And they do adjustments so that they will come out of poverty.
那如果他们愿意有所调整，他们就可以脱离贫穷。
So tomorrow, come and hear.
因此明天，请你过来听。
Tonight, I want to entitle my message, The Most Excellent,Prayer promise.
今天晚上这边讲到的题目是最优越的祷告的应许。
And that promise is in verse 10.
而这个应许呢是在第十节。
I am the Lord thy God which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. And here comes the promise. Open thy mouth wide and I will fill it.
我是耶和华你的神，曾把你从埃及地领上来。然后应许在底下，你要大大张口，我就给你充满。
This verse 10 can be divided into two parts.
第十节可以分成两个部分。
We call it in the physics world the law of cause and effect.
在这个物理的世界里面呢，我们就说是因果关系。
The reason for the provision was in the cause.
这个供应的因呢供应的果呢是在这一个原因上。
Because God was the one that delivered them out of Egypt.
因为神是那位把他们从埃及地领出来的。
The cause is you must be born again in the kingdom of heaven to enjoy the promise.
所以呢这个因就是你必须要重生。进入神的国来享受一切的好处。
And once you are in the kingdom,
一旦你进入了神的国，
This is what God wants to do for your life as your heavenly father.
神也就是你的天父就渴慕在你的生命中做这样的事。
哥哥啊， 把你的嘴巴开吧。Open your mouth, and I will fill it.
大大张口，我就给你充满。
Notice, he didn't say, we feed our mouth.
啊，注意这里并没有说，我们来喂养我们的口。
He said,God will fill your mouth.
在这里说，神要给你充满，要喂养你的口。
He say, I will do it.
他说的是，我就这样做，我就给你充满。
Let's take a look at Exodus chapter 6.
我们来看出埃及记第六章。
From verse 6 to verse 8 talks about the seven I will of the Father.
六节到八节。讲到了神所说的七个我要。
In verse 6, he says, I will bring you out from the burdens of the Egyptian. I will get you out of bondage. I will redeem you. That's in verse 6. 6-6.
Okay, 6-6. 好。好，六章六节。我要用伸出来的膀臂重重的刑罚埃及人，救赎你们脱离他们的重担，不做他们的苦工。第七节，我
In verse 7, I will cause you to be my people. I will be your God.
我要以你们为我的百姓，我也要做你们的神。
Verse 8, I will bring you into my landI will give it to you for an inheritance.
第八节，我要把你们领进去，将那地赐给你们为业。
God's seven I will is found there.
所以在这一段经文里面，我们就看到了，找到了神说过七个我要。
Did God did it?
神做了吗？
Yes, he did it.
是的，他做了。
What he promised Moses, I will do it, and he did it.
他应许摩西说，我要这么做，而他真的这样做了。
If God said it, he will fulfill it.
神说了就算，就必成就。
Likewise, in Psalms 81, he said, I will fill your mouth.
所以照样，在诗篇81篇，神说，我就给你充满。
This word,Fill in Psalms 81.
诗篇八十一篇里面这个充满这个字
，It comes from the Hebrew word mala.
是从希伯来文马辣。
啊，马辣火锅。
马辣火锅。
非常的辣。It occurred 296 times.
好，一共出现296次。
It means to be filled 108 times.
啊，这个意思是满了108次。
Is to fill to fullness 51 times.
然后呢，满到全然哦，全然的满，这样子的意思呢，一共出现51次。
Mala means to accomplish, mentioned 7 times.
然后马拉呢，代表说完成，这样的意思用过7次。
And Mala means to fulfill.It mentions there 28 times.
然后马拉代表成就的意思呢，一共使用了28次。
Mala means to be completely achieved. It mentions 6 times.
然后马拉用在表示完全成就，一共有用了6次。
When God used this word mala,
所以当神使用马拉希伯来文这个字眼的时候，
他不是给中国人。麻辣是给大家的，麻辣火锅大家都可以喝吃。He say, what I say, I will fulfill. What I say, I will accomplish. What I say, I will completely do it. I will fill it, and I'll fill it to the fullness.
他说，我所说的，我必成就；我所说的，我必完全达到；我所说的，我必充满它，直到它全然充满。
This word, 麻辣。
所以麻辣这个字
has.Three beautiful images.
有三个很美的意象。
Number one.
第一。
It means to set a full range of gemstone upon a crown. Fix it upon a crown.
这个马拉第一个图像啊，就是说，在一顶很漂亮的冠冕上面呢，摆满了珍贵的宝石。
God wants to beautify your life with gemstones.
Amen. 所以神要用宝石来装点你的生命。
God wants to crown your life with good things.
所以神要使你的生命如同戴上冠冕一般，用美物来装饰。
The second meaning of mala.
马拉的第二个图像。
It means to be filled with a full offering that fill up both of the hands as a consecration gift to Jehovah.
就是说你的双手呢满了这个奉献、哦、是要献给耶和华神的，手是满满的。
God is going to fill your hands with so much things that is filled up to the full.
神呢要用很多的东西来充满你的手，是满又满的，然后你把它献给耶和华。
You will never run away from God's presence empty handed.
所以当你来到神面前的时候，你不会空手而回。
You will come into God's presence with empty hands, but you will leave with both hands filled with things.
Amen. 你来的时候是空手而来，但是你离开的时候是满满的带回去。
The third meaning of mala, it means to receive a full yield, the harvest of ripened crops.
那马拉的第三个意思呢，就是领受全然的成熟的大丰收。
You know what it means when God says, open your mouth, I want to fill it.
所以你知道当神说你大大张口我就要给你充满的意思吗？
I wants to give you a full harvest of ripened crops.
我要把一大片成熟的谷物使你大丰收。
God desires to grant each of his children nothing less than a full harvest.
Amen. 所以神呢，渴慕用的是全然的大丰收来装点他百姓的生命。
Look at Deuteronomy chapter 30 and verse 9.
申命记三十章九节。
And the Lord thy God will make thee planters or abound in every work of thy hands, in the fruit of thy body, in the fruit of thy cattle, in the fruit of thy land for good.For the Lord will again rejoice over thee for good, as he rejoiced over thy fathers.
你的神，他必使你手里所办的一切事，并你身所生的、牲畜所下的、地土所产的，都绰绰有余，因为耶和华必在喜悦你，降福于你，像从前喜悦你列祖一样。
The first part of the statement is that the Lord God will make thee plenteous in goods.
那这个经文的前半段呢，讲到是说神会使你的货物充足。
Plenty is the will of the Father.
所以充足众多是天父的旨意。
Your sales should have plenty of contracts signed by customers.
所以呢，你所卖的东西呢，一定是有很多的顾客啊，跟你签约要来买的。
Your bank account is filled with plenty.
然后你银行的账户呢也是充足的满的。
Whatever you do is plenty.
不管你手做的是什么都是充足的满的。
It's not empty.
不是空的。
You see, God never endorses failures.
神呢并不赞同失败的。
You see, your environment, your experience doesn't equate the truth.
你的环境，你的生命的经历不等同真理啊，跟真理不符啊。
If you fail in life,
如果你在生命当中失败过，
and you look at the scripture,
然后你看这个经文，
you will struggle to believe.
你读到的时候，你心里就有挣扎，很难相信。
But you have to believe.
但是你依然必须要信。
Because it is still the truth.
因为神说的就是真理，依然是真理。
And as we continue to talk about prosperity in the coming year,
在我们以后的这个几年呢，下一年呢，我们继续谈昌盛富裕这个主题的时候，
we're going to talk about coming out of our failures.
我们会谈到怎么样走出失败。
We must come back to the place of blessing.
我们必须要回到蒙福的境界。
He say, you'll be plenty in the works of thy hands, God wants to bless your work, your career, your company.
所以神说，你手中所做的必充足，必充满。所以神要祝福你的工作，祝福你的事业，祝福你的公司。
The word plenteous means to abound, to overflow with plenty.
众多的意思就是很充满的，然后满溢出来的，众多众多。
He said plenty in the fruits of thy body.
所以你身所生的也是众多的。
Plenty in the fruits of thy cattle.
你的牲畜所下的也是众多的。
Plenty in the fruits of thy land.
你的土地所生产的也是众多的。
Everything.
每一件事。
Plenty.
众多。
When plenty comes.
所以当众多来到
When blessings come,
当祝福来到
When prosperity comes,
当昌盛富裕来到
When success comes,
当成功来到
When fruitfulness comes,
当多结果子来到
My Bible says in verse 9, God rejoices over you.
我的圣经在第九节告诉我神就因我而喜悦
You make God happy when you are successful.
所以当你成功的时候你让神非常的开心
When you are blessed with plentyThe Father, the Lord God, rejoices over you.
当你有众多众多这样的祝福的时候，阿爸就非常的喜悦你。
I'm telling you many times, my Father smiled over my life.
我要告诉你，很多时候我的阿爸看着我的生命，他是微笑的。
Not because I pray.
不是因为我祷告。
Not because I read my Bible.
不是因为我读经。
Can I shock you?
我可以叫你吃一惊吗？
When money comes, my father smiles.
当钱临到我身上的时候，我阿爸就笑了。
Every time when someone blesses me, I say, God, thank you for all this gift, and I see the face of my father smiling over my life.
当很多时候人们给礼物祝福我的时候呢，我就拿着这礼物，我就说天父，谢谢你祝福我。然后我往上一看，我就看见天父微笑看着我。
And so I determine that I will make my own.Father smile, I will prosper in life.
因此呢，我就心里做一个决定，为了要叫我的父常常喜笑，那么我就决定要在我的生命当中昌盛富裕。
You want to make your father smile?
你想要让你的父微笑吗？
Start prospering.
那么要开始使你的生命昌盛。
This is revelation.
这个是启示。
Don't ever be afraid of the truth.
所以不要害怕真理。
Amen.
Amen.
Don't ever struggle.
不要再有所挣扎了。
Amen. Believe the word.
要相信神的话。
Work it out in your life. Work it out in your life.
然后让这话在你的生命当中行出来。
And you will see demonstration.
你就会看见神使这一切真理彰显出来。
Because verse 9 is not written by men.
因为第九节不是人写的。
Because men will tell you, don't receive prosperity.
因为人们会告诉你啊，不要领受这个昌盛富裕啊。
God will be very angry if you prosper.
哦，因为如果你昌盛富裕，神会生气的。
But my Bible says differently.
但是我的圣经讲的不一样。
When we prosper, God rejoices over us.
当我们昌盛富裕的时候呢，神就喜悦我们。
We never see this through before.
哎，怎么以前都没看到过呢？
Have you seen it before?
你以前有注意到吗？
That when you prosper, God says, "Ha ha, I love it. My children prosper."
当你昌盛富裕的时候，天父说，哈哈，哇，我好开心哦，我的孩子昌盛富裕了。
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So have a new understanding concerns prosperity.
因此，关于昌盛跟富裕，你要有新的明白，新的认识。
Do you know why you think prosperity is evil?
你知不知道你为什么会有这种想法说，哎呦，昌盛富裕是邪恶的？
Because your mind is already evil.
因为我们的意念本来就是邪恶的。
Because we think evil, therefore we speak evil.
好，我们想的是邪恶，讲出来的自然是邪恶。
God never intend for his people to suffer.
但是神从来没有计划让他的百姓受苦的。
When prosperity came,
当昌盛临到的时候
I said, Lord, life is so wonderful.
我说，哦，主啊，生命真好啊。
啦啦啦，啦啦啦。Life is so wonderful.
生命何等美好。
When prosperity comes, you will dance in life.
所以当昌盛富裕临到，你就会在人生中跳起舞来了。
有没有看到人家给他5000块 $5,000 blessing, 5000块 No? They say, thank you, Jesus! Right? Let me read to you from the Living Bible version.
好，让我从这个 Living Bible 版本啊，来读给各位听。
For it was I, Jehovah your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt.
我耶和华你的神，把你从埃及地领出来。
Only test me.
所以呢，你只要来试试我。
Open your mouth wide and see if I won't fill it.
大大张开你的口，看我是不是要让它充满。
You will receive every blessing you can use.
你就会领受到每一个你用得着的祝福。
God wants to give you many blessings.
所以神渴慕给你很多的祝福。
In the R.K. Harrison version,
在 R.K. Harrison 版本里面，
He said, make your requests without limit.And I will accede to them all.
他说，让你的这个所求呢，哦，无止境的带到我的面前来，那我就会确保每一个都完成满足。
Don't limit an unlimited God.
所以千万不要限制一个没有限制、无止境的神。
God can do the impossible.
神能够成就那不可能的事。
Can I tell you something tonight?
今天晚上我可以告诉各位吗？
Everyone who comes every night,
每一天晚上都来的人，
you are now making an investment for your future.
你现在正在为你的将来做投资。
You don't wait until hard times come.
当困难的日子临到时，
and you don't have Bible knowledge.
而你没有圣经的知识，
you struggle.
你就会很挣扎。
You pray,
你祷告。
But God didn't send prosperity.
但是神没有降下昌盛来。
But you come here.
但是各位来了。
Night after night.
每夜都来。
To hear the teachings.
要来聆听教导。
I guarantee you.
我向你保证。
In the coming days, in the future.
在将来的日子。
When hard times come.
当困难的日子临到，
you will see the miracles of provision.
你就会看见上帝神迹的供应。
While your friends, Christian friends will suffer.
而其他没有这方面真理装备的基督徒朋友们呢，他们会在困难的日子受苦。
You don't waste your time coming here.
所以各位来到这里不是浪费时间。
I guarantee you.
我向你保证。
In the coming days.
在将来的日子。
Many Christians will suffer.
很多基督徒会受苦。
They just want prayer.
他们呢是只要祷告。
And they will struggle in life.
可是呢祷告了还是在生命当中挣扎。
I want this group.
可是我要我们在座的。
To graduate.
能够毕业。
With full understanding of this knowledge of prosperity.
就是对昌盛这样的知识能够有全然的了解然后毕业。
And in the coming days.
然后在将来的日子，
you will know how to receive miracle provision from God.
你就知道怎么样从神来领受神迹式的供应。
We are going to have 3 conferences.
我们要开三场特会。
Every conference 5 days.
每一次的特会都是5天。
I will urge you to come every conference.
我要催逼你来参加每一场特会。
Receive the teachings.
然后领受真理的教导。
And practice it.
你回去之后就要去练习。
You are making an investment of security for your future.
如此，你正在为一个安全的未来做投资。
Amen.What is Psalms 81 verse 10?
诗篇81篇第十节是什么？
This psalmist recall over 1,000 years ago during the days of Moses when they came out of Egypt.
诗篇的作者就回想好几千年前在摩西的时代他们出埃及的日子。
If you want God to fill your mouth,
如果你要神充满你的口，
Number one,
第一，
you must always have a reflection of the past miracles in your life.
你要常常去回想 过去生命当中神行在你生命里的神迹。
The psalmist reminds them what God did for them many years ago.
所以诗篇的作者提醒他们，神在很多年以前为他们成就了什么样的事。
Before you can have faith for your future, you must look back to your past.
在你对将来能够拥有信心之前，你先要回顾过去。
And when you look into the past, you saw how God helped you. That becomes your faith.For your future.
当你回顾过去，明白上帝是怎么样帮助你的时候，这个就成为你展望未来的信心。
But the children of Israel forgot the hand that blessed them, the hand that feed them.
但是以色列的子民忘了那祝福他们上帝的手，忘了那一只喂养他们神的手。
Secondly,
其次。
You must understand the condition of this promise.
你必须要明白这个应许的条件。
You must have the right response.
你必须要有正确的回应。
The Bible in verse 10 never say, open your mouth and I will fill it.
圣经第这个第十节呢没有说张开口我就充满。
No.
他不是这么说的。
Verse 10 in your Bible, it didn't say,Open your mouth and I will fill it.
第十节不是说张开口我就充满。
你知道第十节讲什么吗？啊！张开大大你的嘴巴，越大越好。Then I will fill it.
大大充满，大大张口，我就给你充满。
啊！我要。神就充满了。You must have the right response.
所以你必须要有一个正确的回应。
Number three.
第三。
You must understand that this promise contains His gracious kindness towards you.
你必须要明白，在这个经节里面，这个应许里面呢，包含着神对你的恩惠慈爱。
This is a promise of grace.
这是一个恩典的应许。
You don't.Do it by yourself.
你不是靠自力去完成的。
God do it for you.
是神为你成就的。
He promised you, I will fill it by myself.
他应许你，我自己要来给你充满。
He is the unchanging God, according to Malachi chapter 3 verse 6.
按照马拉基书三章六节，他是一个永不改变的神。
If God Fill the children of Israel that came out from Egypt. He filled their mouth with manna for 40 years.
如果神将以色列百姓从埃及带出来，以玛纳充满他们的口，喂养他们的口40年。
If God can did it in the past, He can do it again.
如果神过去能做，他就能够再一次做。
God can fill your mouth.With good things.
所以神能够用美物来充满你的口。
What does the New Testament saints have that the Old Testament saints do not have in terms of this prayer promise?
那关于这个祷告的应许，新约所拥有而旧约没有的是什么呢？
The Old Testament look at God, he say, you are our Redeemer, our Deliverer,Our Savior.
旧约看着神说，神你是我们的救赎主，是我们的拯救者，是我们的救主。
But if you look at verse 10,
但是你若看第十节，
The Lord thy God,
主你的神，
Who is this God that it is referring to?
那这里讲的这个神指的是谁呢？
This God is not the same like the Old Testament.
这个神呢，不像旧约的那个神。
This God, as we read today in the 21st century, this God that's going to fill our mouth with good things is called God our Father.
当我们今天21世纪，我们读这一节的时候，这个要给我们大大充满的神呢，是我们称呼为阿巴父的神。
In the past, they cannot address God as Father.
在旧约时代，他们没有办法称呼这位神为阿爸，为父亲。
But today, when we read verse 10, we know it's going to be our Father that's going to fill our mouth.
但是今天，当我们读到第十节的时候，我们明白，要给我们充满我们的口的，正是我们的父亲。
Because Jesus came.
因为耶稣来了。
In John 1:18.
在约翰福音一章十八节
to reveal the Father.
耶稣来是要把父显给我们看
and 33 years later
33年以后
he made a last prayer
他做了最后一个祷告
John 17:6
约翰福音十七章六节
he said I have manifest your name unto your disciples
他说我已把你的名显给你的门徒看了
what did he teach?
他教了什么
Matthew 6:9
马太福音六章九节
He said, call God your heavenly father
他说你要称神为你在天上的父
John 15:16 He says when you talk to God address him as your father
约翰福音十五章十六节他说当你跟神讲话的时候你要称他为父
Who is this God in verse 10
所以在第十节里面的这位神是谁
Number one
第一
He's a kind father.
他是一位仁慈的父亲。
2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 3.
哥林多后书一章三节。
He's the father of all mercies.
他是满有怜悯的父亲。
Number 2.
第二
Who is this God?
这位神是谁
He's a good father.
他是一位好爸爸。
Luke 11 verse 13.
路加福音十一章十三节。
He said, How much more would your heavenly father give unto you?
他说何况你们在天上的父岂不更多给你们吗
Number 3.
第三
This God is a gracious father.
这位神是一位满有恩慈的神。
Luke 15 verse 20 to 23.
路加福音十五章二十到二十三节
Talk about how the father keep giving gifts to his prodigal son
看见浪子的父亲怎样不断地给予这个浪子
Number four
第四
This God is a generous father
这一位神是一个慷慨的父亲
Romans chapter 8 verse 32
罗马书八章三十二节
If God spare not his son how much more he freely give us all things today
神既不爱惜他的儿子为我们众人舍了岂不把万物同他自己白白的赐给我们呢
Number five,
第五
Who is this God?
这位神是谁
He's a willing father
他是一位甘心乐意的父
James chapter 1 verse 17
雅各书一章十七节
Every good gift and every perfect gift come down from the Father
每一样完美的好的礼物与恩赐都是从父来的
Our Father
我们的父
is the one that's going to fill our mouth
就是那要充满我们口的这一位
And if you know how kind, how good, how gracious, how generous, how willing your Father is you will know this promise will surely be fulfilled
Amen. 如果你明白你的这位父亲是多么的仁慈多么的好多么的恩慈多么的慷慨多么的
愿意
甘心乐意那么你就必然知道他要成就这个应许
How do you fulfill this verse?
他要怎么样成就这个应许呢
By walking in your rights and your privileges in using the name of Jesus
就是要使用耶稣基督的圣名这样子的一个权柄跟荣幸、哦、来行使靠着耶稣的名来领受来祷告
In John chapter 14
在约翰福音十四章
Verse 13 and 14
十三十四节
Whatsoever you shall ask in my name that will I do that the Father may be glorified in the Son if you ask anything in my name I will do it
你们奉我的名无论求什么我必成就叫父因儿子得荣耀你们若奉我的名求什么我必成就
If you ask the Father to fill your mouth He will do it
所以如果你向父求充满你的口父就成就
Likewise he says in John 16 verse 23 and 24
同样的在16章 23跟24节。
Whatsoever you ask the Father, how do you ask the Father? Ask the Father in my name, and he will give it to you.
你们若向父求什么，要怎么向父求呢？因我的名，他就必赐给你们。
So how do you ask the Father?
因此你要怎么求父呢？
You ask the Father in the name of Jesus.
你要奉耶稣的名来求父。
Everybody knows.
每一个人都知道。
But what is the real meaning of asking God in the name of Jesus?
但是奉耶稣的名来向神求，真正的意义是什么呢？
Number one.
第一。
When you use the name of Jesus, number one.You demand your right as a covenant partner.
当你使用耶稣的名来求的时候呢，你是以一个立约的伙伴啊，这样子的一个身份呢，来祈求你的权利的。
You have a covenant with Jesus.
因为你跟耶稣立了约。
And so you stand on the ground of the blood.Stand on the ground of the blood.
然后站在这个宝血的根基土地上。
You are a covenant partner.
你就是一个立约的伙伴。
I demand my right to receive it.
所以呢，现在呢，我要要求我领受得着的权利。
Number two.
第二。
What does it mean when you use the name of Jesus?
你使用耶稣的名祷告是什么意思？
When you say, ask the Father in my name, the word name there, in the AmplifiedIt expand the meaning and say, as presenting all that I am. That's in the Amplified Version.
好，说奉我的名啊，因我的名来求，扩大版本里面啊，这样子来扩大这个意思，说就是将我的全部啊呈现出来。
The name represents all that I am.
名代表的就是我的全部。
The name represents the great I am that spoke to Moses in the burning bush.
名代表的就是在那燃烧的荆棘里面向摩西说话的那位自有拥有伟大的我是的神。
In the name of Jesus,
奉耶稣的名，
You are the great I am.
你就是那位自有拥有伟大的我是的神。
I am that I am.
我就是。我是我就是
The I am will fill my mouth.
所以这位我是的神要充满我的口。
The I am is going to bless my life.
这位我就是的神要祝福我的生命。
What I want, he is.
我所要的他就是。
I am simply means according to all that he is and all that he has.
我是意思就是说按着他的全人的所事以及他全所有。
Have you ever thought when you use the name you are saying all that God is and all that God has is now manifesting in my life?
当你使用神的名的时候你有没有明白说所有神的属性神是什么以及所有神所拥有的一切现在因我使用神的名要在我的生命当中全然彰显出来。
If God is almighty, he will be almighty to me.
Amen. 如果神他是全能的主上帝那么他就是以全能向我彰显。
If God is unlimited,He will be unlimited to me.
如果神是无穷无尽的，没有限制的，那么他向我就显明他的无止境。
If God is wealthy, he will bring wealth to me.
如果神是满有财富的，那么他就为我的生命带来财富。
If God is a giver, he will give me things.
如果神是一位给予者，那么他就要赐予我。
Number three.
第三。
When you use the name of Jesus,
当你使用耶稣的名，
it means according to his character and nature.
意思是按着他的性格和属性。
What is the character and nature of God?
所以神的性格与主性是什么呢？
God is love.
神就是爱。
And what is love?
爱又是什么呢？
1 Corinthians 13:5，
哥林多前书13:5，
Love seeketh not its own，
爱就是不寻求自己的利益。
Love is never selfish，
爱不是自私的。
Love only seek the will of God， John 5:30，
约翰福音5:30，爱只寻求父神的旨意。
John 5:30，
约翰福音5:30。
So when you say in the name of Jesus, you are praying under the anointing and the spirit of love，
因此当你奉耶稣的名祷告的时候，你就是在爱的恩膏跟爱的灵的底下在祷告。
Number 3，
第三，
He said I will fill it，
他说我就给你充满。
Who is this I？
这个我是谁？
Even though it speaks about the Father，
虽然在这里讲到的是天父，
But in reality，
但在实际里，
Who is the one of the Godhead that bring that will to pass in your life？
三位一体中哪一位把这神的旨意成就在你的生命中的呢？
We need the assistance of the Holy Spirit of the glorified Savior to fill our mouth with good things.
我们需要圣灵，这位得荣耀的救主用美物来充满我们的口。
Everything in your life will only come to pass by the agency of the Holy Spirit.
你生命当中的每一件事，只有通过圣灵的协助才得成就。
Romans 8:26-27 say so。
罗马书8:26-27这样告诉我们。
So now how can we fill our mouth？
所以现在我们要怎么让口充满呢？
Number one。
第一。
Always coming to God with a deep sense of gratitude。
你总要带着很深的感恩的态度来到神的面前。
John 3:27-35。
约翰福音3:27-35。
你一定要买那个卡带，没办法抄下来的。A man received nothing except what is given to him from above。
若不是从天上降下来赐给人，一个人就没有得着。
We always thank the Lord that it comes from Him.
我们总是感谢他，所得着的是来自于他。
The spirit of prayer is a spirit of gratitude.
所以祷告的灵就是一个感谢的灵。
Number two.
第二。
Always come to God with a deep sense of need.
你总是要带着有一种迫切的这种需要感来到神的面前。
I need you to fill my mouth, O God.
哦，是的，神啊，我需要你来充满我的口。
Psalm 70:5。
诗篇70:5。
72:12。
72:12。
86:1。
86:1。
Number 3。
第三。
Always coming to God in prayer.With the strength of faith.
你总要带着信心的力量来到神的面前祷告。
Matthew 7:7。
马太福音7:7。
Hebrews 4:16。
希伯来书4:16。
Now,
现在
when you look at verse 10,
当你再看第十节，
How does God fill your mouth with things?
神要怎么样用美物来充满你的口呢？
Number one.
第一，
You need to have obedience.
你必须要顺服。
Because Psalms 81 has a condition.
因为诗篇81篇有一个条件。
Verse 8.
第八节。
Verse 11.
第十一节。
Verse 13.
第十三节。
He said, if my people will obey me.
他说，如果我的百姓肯听从我。
And walk in my ways.
行我的道。
I will fill their mouth with good things.
我就用美物来充满他们的口。
So, number one, you need to have obedience.
你必须要顺服。
Number two,
第二，
you need to apply the key of faith.
你必须要运用信心的钥匙。
You must believe that when you open your mouth, God will fill it up.
你一定要信，当你张开口，神就必然给你充满。
It's not faith in what God does in the past.
这个信心不是在于神过去做了什么。
It's faith in what His word promised today.
这个信心是在于他的话今天向我承诺了什么。
If you apply Matthew 9:29,
如果你运用马太福音9:29,
God say through faith, all things are possible.
神说借着信凡事都有可能。
And now we apply the third key.
现在我们要运用第三把钥匙。
And that's where prosperity comes in now.
这个也是关于昌盛的。
In Psalms 81,
在诗篇81篇里
there is a key
有一个关键
that you may overlook.
你可能会忽略掉。
He says in verse 81, it's a song that's sung during a festival.
81篇里面呢有提到一个就是在这个节期里面所唱的歌。
It was dedicated and sang during the Feast of Tabernacles.
这是在祝棚节里面献上的一首歌。
That's why in verse 3, it talks about blowing the trumpet in the new moon on the feast day. That is the Feast of Tabernacles.
所以第三节说，当在月朔并月望，我们过节的日期吹角。这个节呢，就是祝棚节。
So Psalms 81 was sung under the feast day.
Amen. 所以诗篇81篇呢是在过节的时候唱的一首歌。
So for the rest of this sermon, I want you to go into the background of the Feast of Tabernacles.
所以这诗篇以后的呢我要各位能够进入到祝棚节的这个背景里头。
What happens on the Feast of Tabernacles?
在祝棚节的时候发生什么事呢？
We have no time to read, but write it down. Numbers chapter 29.
我们现在没有时间看，但是请你把它记下来。民数记29章。
From verse 12 to verse 39.
从12节到39节。
In that description.
在这一段描述里。
You will find that the children of Israel offer a great offering to Yahweh.
你会发现以色列的百姓呢将一个很大的献祭哦奉献给耶和华。
Every day they offer animal sacrifice.
每一天都献牲畜的祭。
For 8 full days.
满满的八天。
And let me tell you what happens on all the 8 days.
然后现在我告诉各位这八天里面发生什么事。
All the total number of sacrifices.
八天里面献祭的总数。
71 bullocks.
71头牛。
15 rams.
15头羊。
105 lambs.
105只的这个羊羔。
And 8 goats.
然后八只山羊。
Altogether 199 animal sacrifices.
加起来一共是199只动物的献祭。
And in the meal offering,
在这个meal offering,
meal, the flour,
素祭里面
they offer altogether 348 tens of ephahs of flour.
他们一共献了348以法的这个面粉。
What am I trying to say?
在这里我要说的是什么呢？
You want God to fill your mouth?
你要神来充满你的口吗？
You want God to fill your life with good things?
你要神用美物来充满你吗？
You must understand.
你必须要明白。
Psalms 81 was written on the Feast of Tabernacles.
诗篇81篇是在祝棚节的时候写下的。
And on the Feast of Tabernacles.
在祝棚节的时候。
In Deuteronomy 16:16.
在这个生命16:16。
No man can come to God on a feast day with empty hands.
没有人在过节的日子空手来见神的。
On the three great feasts, every male must come to God with something to offer to God.
三个伟大的节期里面，每一个来见神的人都要带着献祭来朝见神。
And so in Psalms 81, there was the burning of the animal sacrifices.
所以在诗篇81篇里面这个背景呢就有充满了很多献祭的这种焚烧。
They were offering the meal offerings.
然后有献这个牲畜祭跟素祭。
A lot of us think prosperity is automatic.
我们很多人呢都认为昌盛富裕呢是自动掉下来的。
Prosperity is automatic 在一千年吧，在千禧年的时候才来吧，现在不是。It's not automatic today.
所以在今日呢，这个昌盛富裕不是自动掉下来的。
What is the key?
关键在哪里？
The key is giving.
关键在于给予。
They offer something to God.
他们要先献给神。
You don't offer something to God, God will not fill your mouth.
如果你不献祭，神就没有充满。
Ladies and gentlemen.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
If you don't offer something, heaven will have nothing to give it to you.
如果你没有祭献给神，天上也没有美物赐给你。
This is the principle of life.
这是生命的法则。
And in Psalms 81,
在诗篇81篇，
What does God want to fill our mouth?
神要用什么充满我们的口呢？
Tenfold.Blessings.
十倍的祝福。
Number one.
第一。
Look at verse 16. It talks about honey.
十六节里面提到蜂蜜。
The first thing God wants to give you is honey.
所以神要给你的第一样东西是蜂蜜。
Ladies and gentlemen, God wants to make your life sweet and not bitter.
弟兄姊妹们，神要使你的人生是甘甜的，而不是苦苦的。
What is honey?
蜂蜜是什么？
Exodus 16.
出埃及记十六章。
Verse 31.
三十一节。
He said the manna tastes like honey.
这里记载着说，玛纳尝起来好像蜂蜜。
Ezekiel 3:3.
以西结三章三节。
Revelation 10:10.
启示录十章十节。
Psalms 19:10.
诗篇十九章十节。
When you eat the word, it's like honey.
当你吃神的话，就像蜂蜜一般甘甜。
God wants to fill your mouth with the word of God.
Amen. 所以神要用他的话来充满你的口。
It's time to God. I need a fresh word from heaven.
所以你说神啊，我要从天上来新鲜的话语。
What does honey means?What does honey mean?
蜂蜜的意思是什么？
Honey means wisdom.
蜂蜜代表的就是智慧。
Proverbs 24 verse 13.
箴言24章13节。
He said, the wisdom of thy knowledge is sweet to thy soul.
他说，你的知识所带来的智慧呢，对我的灵魂而言是何等的甘甜。
Psalms 119 verse 98 and 103.
Psalm 119, 98 verse 103.
He say, I meditate upon thy law, and it's sweeter than honey.
他说，我默想你的话语，而它呢比蜜甘甜。
And when I meditate upon your words, I'm wiser than the ancients.
当我默想你的话语的时候，我就比古时之人更有智慧。
Ladies and gentlemen, God wants to give you honey.
所以弟兄姊妹们，神渴慕给你蜂蜜。
And that is called the honey of wisdom.
这个就是智慧之蜜。
And wisdom comes from His word.
智慧从他的话语而来。
Ask God, fill my mouth with the wisdom of your word.
所以你要向神求，神啊，求你用你话语的智慧来充满我的口。
Number two.
第二。
What does God want to fill your mouth with?
神要用什么充满你的口？
Verse 16 say, He want to fill your mouth with wheat.
十六节，他要拿上好的麦子来充满。
Psalms 147 verse 14 say, He will bless you with wheat.
诗篇147篇17节说，14节说，他要用上好的麦子来喂养你。
What does wheat represent?
那这个麦子代表什么呢？
Good quality food, Deuteronomy 32 verse 14.
生命记32章14节，这个上好的麦子代表好品质的生命。
First King chapter 5 verse 11.
列王记上5章11节。
You know what wheat represent?
你知道麦子代表什么？
The king's food.
代表的是王的食物。
In 1 Kings chapter 5, Solomon had wheat on his table all day long.
列王记上第五章，所罗门的餐桌上时时都有麦子。
Oh, on the table, the best quality food.
所以在你的餐桌上有最好的品质的食物。
Sashimi, Otoro, tuna, woo, the best food on the table.
所以呢，餐桌上摆的是最好品质的食物。
Hallelujah,
Amen.
山珍海味 woo, that's wheat.
这个就是麦子。
Amen,
Amen.
不只是面包，最好的食物，神都要给你。
Amen.
Number three,
第三。
What does he want to give you?
他要给你什么呢?
He wants to give you wine.
他要给你酒。
In Isaiah 36 verse 17.
以赛亚书36章17节。
He said, I want to fill you with wine.
他说我要用酒充满你。
What is wine?
酒代表什么?
Joy.
喜乐。
Psalms 104 verse 15.
诗篇104篇15节
Nehemiah 8:10
尼希米记8章10节
It speaks about joy
这里谈到的都是喜乐
God say
神说
I want to give you the wine of joy
我要把喜乐的酒给你
哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈大笑的人生
Amen
不用苦恼吧不是苦酒满杯是哈哈大笑What does wine represent?
所以酒代表什么?
Restoration.
修复重建。
Isaiah 65 verse 21.
以赛亚书65章21节。
Jeremiah 32 verse 15.
耶利米书32章15节。
Joel chapter 2 verse 21 and 24.
约珥记2章21跟24节。
Amos chapter 9 verse 14.
阿摩斯书9章14节。
God wants to give you the wine of restoration.
神要给你修复跟重建的酒。
Everything that you've lost, you can get it back.
所以你生命当中所失去的一切都可以再要回来。
You can get back your fish. You can get back your fish.
你可以把你的鱼要回来。
You can get back your lost profit.
你可以把你过去失去的利润要回来。
Hallelujah.
Amen.
What does wine represent?
酒代表什么呢?
Inheritance.
产业。
Jeremiah 39 verse 10.
耶利米书39章10节。
Ezekiel 28 verse 26.
以西结书28章26节。
Deuteronomy 6 verse 11.
生命记6章11节。
When God filled your mouth with wine, he said,I'm going to give you inheritance.
所以当神用酒充满你的口的时候，神正说，我要将产业赐给你。
Woo!
Amen.
我们不是乞丐，我们有产业。Hallelujah. Number four.
第四。
What does God want to fill you?
神要用什么充满你？
Nehemiah 9:29-25.
尼希米记九章
二十五节。
二十五节。
God want to fill you with oil.
神要用油充满你。
What is oil?
油是什么呢？
The anointing.
恩膏。
Psalms 89 verse 20.
诗篇八十九篇二十节。
Isaiah 61 verse 1 and 3.
以赛亚书61章1到3节
God wants to fill you with anointing
神要用恩膏充满你
God wants to fill you with his presence
神要用他的同在充满你
It's time to open your mouth and say God I want your fresh presence
所以你大大张口说神啊我要你新鲜的同在
Hallelujah
Amen
Number 5
第五
What does God want to fill you with?
神要用什么充满你?
Psalms 36 verse 9 He fill you with light
诗篇36篇9节他用光充满你
Why?
为什么?
Because on the Feast of Tabernacles
因为在祝棚节
There's a particular festive occasion on that day called the Beth Hamikdash
OK, 有一个很特别的节庆哦，庆祝呢，叫做 Beth Hamikdash.
On that day, they will fill up four illuminating lamps.
那一天呢，他们就点上四个发光的这个灯呢。
And the lamps is 50 cubic high.
50. 那这个灯呢，每一盏都有50个 cubic.立方尺吗
Okay. And you know what it's called? It's called the Festivals of Lights.
那这一个节庆呢就叫做光的节庆。
So on the Feast of Tabernacles, there's light.
因此在祝棚节里面是充满了光的。
That's why God wants to fill you with light.
所以神要用光充满你。
What is light?
光是什么?
Understanding.
光就是聪明，就是明白。
Psalm 119 verse 130.
130. 诗篇119篇130节。
He fill you with understanding.
所以他用悟性来充满你。
There should not be any stupid person in the kingdom.
所以呢，在神的国度里面没有笨蛋的。
Fill you with light.
他要用光充满你。
有了光，你的 IQ 就增加了。Beside the four lamps, there will be four golden bowls of wine.
然后呢，在四盏灯以外呢，又有四个金碗充满了酒。
That's why we talk God is going to fill you with wine.
所以我们说过了，神要用酒来充满你。
And there will be also four ladders that lean against the lampstand.
然后呢，还有四个梯子呢，靠着这个四盏灯。
Number six.
第六
What does God want to fill you on the Feast of Tabernacles?
在祝棚节的时候，神要用什么充满你？
Joel chapter 2 verse 23, He wants to fill you with water.
约珥记二章二十三节，他要用水来充满你。
Because on the Feast of Tabernacles, one of the feasts is called Hosanna Rabbah.
因为在祝棚节里面，其中有一个节庆叫做 Hosanna Rabbah.
It's called the Feast of the Pouring of the Water of Siloam.
也就是泼水的节庆。
John chapter 7 verse 38 and 39, pouring of the water from the golden pitcher out of the pool of Siloam.
在约翰福音七章
38-39节
呢，从这个示罗的溪啊，就是请到这个溪水。
And so on that day,
因此在那一天
there will be the pouring out of water.
就有这个水泼出来。
When water come into your life,
当水进入到你的生命里。
我们中国人说水为财啊。水是好啊。水为财啊。水是好事。Once water comes, there will be increase.
水一旦来了就会加增。
Deuteronomy 11:14.
生命记11章14节。
When I send the rain, there will be grass, everything will grow.
当雨降下来的时候，当我降雨的时候，大地就要生发青草。
Isaiah 30 verse 23.
以赛亚书30章
verse 23.
21-23节。
Psalms 104 verse 13 and 14.
诗篇104篇13-14节。
When the rain come.
当雨降临的时候。
When water comes,
当水来的时候。
There will be supernatural increase.
就会有超自然的增加。
加增。加增加增
Amen
财富加增
Amen
生意加增
Amen
好事加增
Amen
全部加增
Amen
Hallelujah 所以水来就加增了
Amen
主啊啊水来吧
来吧
Number seven
第七
On the Feast of Tabernacles
在祝棚节里
There will be the outpouring of the Holy Spirit
还会请到浇灌的就是圣灵
Joel chapter 2 verse 28 and 29
约珥记二章二八二九节
On that feast day they call the Holy Spirit Ruach HaKodesh
在末后的节期他们叫圣灵是 Ruach
Hakodesh, which means the Holy Spirit come.
意思就是说圣灵来了。
What happened when the Holy Spirit comes on the Feast of Tabernacles?
在祝棚节，当圣灵降临的时候会发生什么事？
Isaiah 32 verse 15.
以赛亚书32章15节。
Isaiah 44 verse 3.
以赛亚书44章3节。
When the Holy Spirit come.
当圣灵来的时候
Every wilderness will be turned into a forest.
每一个旷野就要成为森林
Every forest will become fruitful.
每一座森林就会多结果子
God, through the Holy Spirit, brings fruitfulness into your life.
Amen. 神通过圣灵使你的生命多结果子
So when you open your mouth,
当你打开你的口
What does God fill you?
神用什么充满你
You say, I will live a life of increase.
你说我要过一个加增的生命
I will live a life of fruitfulness.
我要过一个多结果子的生命
Hallelujah!
Amen!
Number eight.
第八,
what does God fill you on the Feast of Tabernacles?
神在祝棚节用什么充满你?
Psalms 19 verse 7 and 8.
诗篇19篇7-8节,
He wants to fill you with the Torah.
他要用妥拉来充满你,
because on the eighth day,
因为在第八天,
He is called Sipchat Torah.
叫做
Sipchat Torah.
Sipchat Torah.
It's called the day of the rejoicing of the Torah.
就是妥拉
Psalms 89 verse 14 and 15.
诗篇89篇14-15节.
Psalms 119 verse 14, 111-162.
诗篇119篇14节,111篇162节.
It talks about when you saw the word of God, it will bring joy to your soul.
也就是说,当你默想神的话语的时候,祂就会为你的灵魂带来喜乐.
On the day of the feast, God will fill you with the understanding of the deeper meanings of the Torah.
Amen. 在节期的日子，神就要使你对他的妥拉，也就是他的律法，有一个更深的明白跟了解。
Number nine.
第九,
what does God fill you on the Feast of Tabernacles?
在住棚节里面，神用什么充满你？
Jeremiah chapter 5 verse 24.
耶利米书5章24节。
He will fill you with harvest.
他要用丰收来充满你。
The Feast of Tabernacles is called the Feast of the Harvest.
住棚节就成为丰收的节庆。
It is called the ingathering final fruit harvest.
这是 最后一批果子,大丰收,大周聚的时候。
What does harvest mean? It means food.
丰收是什么意思? 就是食物。
Proverbs 6:8.
箴言6章8节。
Job 5:5.
约伯记5章5节。
God wants to give you food.
神要给你食物。
Number 2.
第二。
Galatians 5:22.
加拉太5章22节。
God wants to give you the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
神要将圣灵的果子赐给你。
Open your mouth.
大大张口,
and God will give you fruits.
神就要把果子给你,
the fruits of joy, the fruits of love, the fruits of kindness, the fruit of patience.
喜乐的果子, 仁爱的果子, 信心的果子, 仁,九种果子。
In this festival,
在这个节庆里,
when you open your mouth,
当你大大张口,
and you ask the Father in Jesus' name,
你奉耶稣的名来求父,
you know what he asks?
你知道他做什么吗?
Father!
父啊,
I want my harvest!
你就跟父说, 父啊, 我要我的大丰收!
Woo! Open your mouth!
大大张口!
What does God want to fill you?
神要充满你!
Honey!
神要用什么充满你? Fill me!
The honey of God's word!
神话语的蜜,
the honey of God's wisdom.
神智慧的蜜,
who do not understand the word of God tonight, ask God to fill you with his honey.
不懂神话语的人, 今天晚上你向神求,
if you lack wisdom in life, it's time to ask God for honey.
如果你生命当中缺少智慧, 这是你向神求蜂蜜充满你口的时候。
Hallelujah!
Amen!
If you're struggling in your livelihood,
如果在你的生计上面你有困难的,
you have no ability to buy good food,
你没有能力购买好的食物,
ask God to give you wheat,
那么就要向神求麦子,
hallelujah, the best quality food,
是最好的品质的食物.
For some of you are struggling with grief and sorrow,
在我们当中有一些人呢, 困在忧伤跟悲哀当中,
ask God to fill you with wine.
那么就向神求用酒来充满你。
Let the joy of the Lord fill your life.
让主的喜乐充满你的生命。
Some of you are facing setbacks and failures in life.
有些人面对生命当中失败的过去,
open your mouth and ask for the wine of restoration.
那么你就向神张开口, 向神求那重建与修复的酒。
God wants to restore your life, your career, your business.
神要重建你的生命, 要重建你的事业。
It's time to ask God for the anointing of the Holy Spirit.
而且现在是向神求圣灵恩膏的时候。
Oh, 我要恩膏。
是的,神啊, 我要恩膏。
Hallelujah.
Amen.
What do you ask God for?
你要向神求什么?
Fill my life with light.
主啊,用光来充满我的生命。
I don't understand many things in life.
很多人生的事物我不明白。
I don't understand the pathway of prosperity.
我也不明白通往昌盛富裕之道。
I don't understand how to make money.
我不明白怎么赚钱。
God, give me understanding.
所以主啊，使我可以明白。
And let light come.
让光临到。
When light come.
当光照的时候。
You will live under the open heaven of heaven's understanding of things in life.
你就会活在敞开的天堂底下，用天上的智慧跟明白来看待一切的事物。
If right now your eyes are open, there is a release of light right now.Light.
你现在你的眼睛打开了，所以现在有光被释放出来了。
There's light coming to you right now.
现在就有光临到你了。
You are going to understand the ways of God.
你将要明白神的道路。
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And God wants to fill your life with water.
神要用水来充满你的生命。
水啊！
水。
水代表什么？加增。哦，主啊，我的生意，哦，只赚1 million。主啊，我要赚多一点。
哦，主啊，我的生意只赚100万。主啊，我要赚多一点。
哈利路亚。
Amen。
主啊，我的教会只有100位，我要加增到200位。哈利路亚。
Amen。
It's time to ask God for the Holy Spirit.
是向神求圣灵的时候了。
Hallelujah.
Amen.
On the day there was outpouring of the Holy Spirit.
在那日，圣灵大大的浇灌下来。
The release of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵被释放出来。
哈哈。
Amen.
Be filled.
充满。
哈哈。Woo.
Amen.
Ask God to fill you with the Torah.
求神用他的妥拉，他的律法诫命来充满你。
And every time you read the word of God, it brings you into a rejoicing dance.
所以每一次你读到神的话语，你就会高兴的起来跳舞。
On that 8th day,
在那伟大的日子
，It's called Simchat Torah. It's the rejoicing of the Torah. On that day, everybody dance.
Simchat Torah 在那一天，每一个人明白神的妥拉，每一个人就欢喜跳舞。
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Number 9.
第九。
It's time to ask God for your harvest.
是向神求你的丰收的时候了。
Let me prophesy to you. The year 2008 is going to be called.The year of the harvest.
让我对各位发预言，2008年将要被称为丰收之年。
Hallelujah.
Amen.
去拿你的收割。Now we come to the number 10. Are you ready?
现在到第十样了，预备好了没有？
Psalms 105 verse 37.
诗篇105篇37节
They came out of Egypt.
他们从埃及地出来
There was none fever among them.
在他们当中没有得热病的
Because Psalm 81 verse 10 say they come out of Egypt.
因为在诗篇81篇10节说他们从埃及地被领上来
What happened when they came out of Egypt?
他们出了埃及之后发生什么事
Psalm 105 verse 37 say
诗篇105篇37节说
They came out of Egypt with no sick folk.
他们从埃及地出来，没有一个人生病的。
Are you ready for revelation?
预备好要得到启示了吗
？What happened when they come out of Egypt?
他们从埃及出来之后发生什么事
？Very important.
非常重要的。
Because verse 10 say they came out of Egypt.
因为十节说他们出了埃及地。
What happened when they came out of Egypt?
当他们出埃及之后发生什么事
？That is what God wants to fill your mouth with.
这就是神要用来充满你的口的。
They came out of Egypt. No one's sick.
他们出了埃及，没有一个生病的。
Ask God for health.
所以向神求健康。
Ask God for health.
向神求健康。
I command every sick body to be healed in Jesus' name.
所以奉耶稣的名，我命令每一个生病的身体得医治。
I command That spirit of infirmity to be bound, get out in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名，疾病的灵，我捆绑你，逼着你出去。
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Verse 37 say, when they come out of Egypt, are you ready?
For revelation. 他们出了埃及，你预备好要抓住启示了吗？
这不是我讲的，这是圣经讲的。When they came out of Egypt, the Bible say, they came out with silver and gold.
他们出埃及的时候，圣经记载，他们是带着金和银出埃及的。
Number 10 blessing. Because you came out of Egypt, you can ask God for wealth.
第十个祝福，因为你出了埃及，你可以向神求财富。
Exodus chapter 12 verse 35, 36.
出埃及记十二章三十五节、三十六节。
When they came out of Egypt, they took the silver and the gold and the jewelry from the Egyptians.
当他们出埃及的时候，他们就从埃及人的手中拿走了金银和宝石。
It is still coming to pass.
这一句话，这一个应许依然在成就中。
Proverbs chapter 13 verse 22.
箴言十三章二十二节。
Verse 7.
七节
Chapter 11 verse 24.
十一章二十四节
We are about to come to a next season where there will be an end time transfer of wealth from the sinners into the kingdom of God.
Amen. 我们即将要进入另一个季节，在这个季节里面，神要把罪人的财富转移到他神国度里面义人的手中。
It's coming.
就在路上了。
Hallelujah.
Amen.
How do you receive this 10 blessings?
你如何领受这十样的祝福呢？
He say, open your mouth wide.
他说，你要大大的张口。
Why do people open their mouth wide?
为什么人会把嘴巴张得大大的呢？
Because they know something is about to come into their mouth.
因为他们知道有东西要进到口里了。
It's called the key of expectation.
这个就叫做期待的关键。
Psalm 62 verse 5.
诗篇62篇5节。
Jeremiah 29 verse 11.
耶利米书29章11节。
You must expect.
所以你要有所期待。
That God will do what He say He will do.
你要期待神说了就算，他必然成就他自己所说过的话。
Then you're ready to open your mouth.
那么你就会预备好大大张口。
I will now give you the two meanings of what it means to open your mouth wide.
现在我要给各位关于大大张口的两个意义。
Number one,
第一
，the literal interpretation
是按字面来解释。
Exodus 19:4,
出埃及记十九章四节。
Deuteronomy 32 verse 11,
生命记三十二章十一节。
It speaks about the young eaglets at the nest opening their mouth wide for mother eagle to feed them.
在这里呢，描绘的是小鹰在巢里面。大大张开他的嘴巴，等候母鹰来喂养他。
主啊，我是你的女儿，来吧，喂养我吧。阿爸父神必会喂养我们。
Amen.
Now we come to the second interpretation.
现在我们要看第二个阐释。
And here comes the breakthrough revelation for tonight.
那这个是今天晚上突破的启示。
You're ready for a dance of revelation.
啊，你已经预备好要抓住这个能够让你起来跳舞的启示了。
You know when they say open your mouth wide and I will fill it, actually it was according to an ancient custom of Palestine.
好，这里呢讲到说你大大张口我就给你充满，事实上是根据古代一个巴勒斯坦的习俗。
During those days,
在那些日子里,
a king will invite his guests to the court.
王呢常常会邀请他的贵宾来到他的王宫。
And when the guests come,
当贵宾来到,
the king from the throne say, "Open your mouth wide."
那个王呢就会从宝座发出一个命令说，你大大张口吧。
And when they open their mouth, the king will take the king's food and put it into his mouth.
那当这些贵宾把口大大的张开，王就会把王的食物呢拿送过去，然后充满他们的口。
很好吃。Then he said, "Open your mouth again."
然后王会说，再一次张口吧。
He opened his mouth.
所以贵宾再次张口。
And the king will take the jewels from his treasure box and put the gemstone, the jewels into his mouth.
王就会从他的宝藏库里面把那个宝石取出来，然后把宝石放在这个贵宾的口中。
If he opened his mouth only half wide,
如果呢这个贵宾嘴巴只开一半大，
只有一个钻石可以进去而已，但是他嘴巴放开大大，很多珠宝都可以继续塞进去，塞越多越好。 You are invited by the King of Kings tonight.
Amen. 所以今天晚上各位，你是蒙万王之王的邀请。
And God said, "Open your mouth wide."
神说大大的张口。
How wide is your mouth?
你的嘴巴可以张多大？
Is your capacity to receive?
你领受的能力有多强？
Your mouth represents how big is your cup of Psalms 23:5.
你的嘴巴张得多大，这代表着诗篇23篇5节，你的杯能够有多满？
不是，
啊、不是
有多大？
有多大？
就充满多大？
你的杯多大就满多大，充满多大？
你的杯大不大？那就放开大嘴巴 Philip、Philip Philip Hallelujah Woo
Yes
So from tomorrow When you come to God in prayer
明天当你以祷告来到神的面前
You're coming to the presence of the king.
你要明白你来到王的面前
And you say, God, I have faith.
你说神啊
I have faith.
我有信心
I believe in you.
我相信你
This is my faith.
这就是我的信心
Woo! Hallelujah. Father, we thank you tonight.
父啊，今天晚上我们感谢你。
For showing us such an excellent prayer promise.
让我们看见有如此卓越的祷告的应许。
That you want to fill our mouth with blessing.
你要用祝福来充满我们的口。
Fill us with your blessing.
用祝福充满我们的口。
Blessings after blessing.
祝福加上祝福。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。